The issue here is there's some good ideas there, but we want to see some detail. We want to see how they're going to roll it out, and we want to be assured that whatever the policy or programs that are going to be put in play are to the benefit of Newfoundlanders and Labradorians. I mean, we talk about the Atlantic Loop. Well, the Atlantic Loop should and must be the priority for Newfoundlanders and Labradorians to benefit from that. So, you know, the devil's in the detail, but we're more than open to being cooperative and having dialogue and discussion. But we do expect that when we ask a question for clarification, we get the accurate information that's needed. So, I mean, I think there, and we as an opposition feel that there should be a review of what went on in this election. You know, best practices, worst practices, let's learn from what was left out and the challenges that people had. Take that in encompass that into an all-party committee that reviews what some of the challenges were and then ensures that legislation is drafted that addresses those issues so it prevents it from happening in the future. So it's a good first step, I'm hoping, and we're going to push for it. And I know the other members on the opposition side are going to push that we have an all-party approach to this and that we look at legislation based on what we found out from this previous election. We've said from the beginning that we encourage any member of any candidate who felt that this election had an impact on their outcome to exercise their democratic right under the Elections Act and to, you know, challenge it as such. You know, we've encouraged them to, if they felt that way, to do it. The party themselves or the executive would decide exactly what role they'll play in that whole process. But I do know the two candidates that were candidates for us have exercised their democratic right, and, you know, we're wishing them well on that. And we support their right to do what they need to do. And we'll see what the outcome is over the next period of time. This is a candidate's approach to the legal action at this point. We're letting every candidate exercise their democratic right. The PC party are focused on making sure that government are held to account in the House of Assembly. They're focusing on renewing the party. They're focusing on a leadership convention that will happen in the near future. They're supporting the candidates to exercise the rights that they have. And the candidates are more than capable and equipped to do it as part of that process. So we're letting the democratic process unfold as it should. We have two competent individuals who've outlined their processes. They've gotten legal advice. They've gotten legal counsel. The party is concentrating on the party itself and organizing the strategies towards moving the party to the next level. And the next level is a leadership convention where a new leader, a permanent leader, will be put in play to prepare the party for the 2025 election. The party doesn't have to be front and center in this. The two candidates are doing their part, as is outlined in legislation, to challenge that. The NDP have decided to go as a party philosophy. We've decided to go as individual candidates at this point. We still support their rights to do that, and we're very hopeful that they'll be successful with the outcomes. There's no doubt, we've all said it, there's a number of challenges with this past election, a number of irregularities, but we're confident that the court system and the challenges that are there will outline what went wrong. No doubt we'll have dialogue and discussion in this House of Assembly in the coming week. You know, there'll be questions asked in question period relevant to that, and there'll be some other discussions around where things go. As we've said, you know, we're looking at some kind of a review. We would welcome that, of what went on in this election. But we're also seriously going to be pushing the issue around an all-party committee that looks at the legislation. To do that, you've got to take into account what happened in this one. And some of it may be legal rulings that went on over the next few months, depending on what the courts themselves come back with.